Biden's kind of kicking ass. 97 million vaccines have gone, 2 million a day now. But one reason why they're doing so well with that is they expanded the list of who can give shots. I went to my vet. Oh, it's fine. It's a little different. He gave me this shot and he put a cone on my neck. I didn't get COVID the whole 14 months. Then as soon as I got the vaccine, like a month later, I got COVID. I think they're connected. And when you get the vaccine, by its design, it lowered my immune system.
The messaging should be, get a vaccine because it's good for you to do it. It works. You're not going to have to be doing anything like abnormal. You can live your life. I mean, that has got to be what the message is.
I'm announcing a petition with the Supreme Court of Florida to impanel a statewide grand jury to investigate any and all wrongdoing in Florida with respect to COVID-19 vaccines.
And the main bottom line of this video is I'm expecting the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine to be authorized by the UK authorities just after Christmas. And I don't think it's too much of an exaggeration to say that this is going to change the world, or certainly change the world of the pandemic. And through that, the world, it's going to be massively significant, as we'll see.
Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine has been branded as defective. Claims of efficacy were vastly, vastly overstated. And as we'll see, this is in fact the case. You could argue it was very vastly overstated.
But I don't want to jinx the vaccine, so I'm not going to talk
Why?
About that yet. Because I'm just fearful something's going to happen. I want to get it so badly.
You're set up, though.
I have an appointment to get the vaccine tomorrow. It is the Pfizer vaccine, but I can't care less whether it's Moderna or Pfizer.
Just give it to me.
Yeah, just get it to me. And I had a horrible reaction to the vaccine. I have a son that had a terrible reaction to it. And I'm really very, very concerned. Making a healthy person sick because of something, an intervention we do as physicians, do no harm, is completely violated by the COVID vaccine. We are making a healthy person sick.
Fortunately for this country, the procurement and rollout of the vaccine has been such an excellent job compared to our competitor economies.
It's the vaccines that are causing excess deaths in New Zealand, just like it's the vaccines causing excess deaths in the UK and elsewhere. So can we please have a statement now from the government suspending these experimental mRNA vaccines before any more death and harm is done to our population? Thank you.
We need to understand where this vaccine hesitancy is coming from. There is some clearly irrational reasoning behind why people don't want to take the vaccine, which is based upon very blatant false information that's circulating on social media. When you look at all of the drugs out there that people are taking, vaccines by far are the safest.
In the trials that led to the approval by the regulators, you were more likely to suffer a serious adverse event from taking the vaccine, hospitalization, disability, life-changing event, than you were to be hospitalized with COVID. So what that means is it's highly likely this vaccine, mRNA vaccine, should never have been approved for a single human in the first place.